Officer Curtis.
It's our daily quiz. Three situations. All you got to do is help me and tell me what's happening next.
Oh, what's occurring?
Oh, I didn't do a scoreboard.
Oh, you were going to make a scoreboard, were you?
I just remembered.
You were going to write on a piece of paper, weren't you?
Who won?
The score.
Who won?
Didn't Becky win yesterday?
Yeah.
You won yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right, I'm going to write that down. And I'm going to put today's one as well.
Which you'll then,
but then you'll
recycle
put that in the,
at the end of the show.
In the recycling
again.
Thing at the end.
No, I'm going to make a scoreboard tonight.
Okay. Make sure you do.
Let me know how you do on 81199. Are you ready for your first one?
You're going to go home and make a scoreboard. Brilliant.
When he's not practising in the mirror for his ITV2 thing tomorrow night.
Dress as Trigger.
National TV Awards. Shut up. Here's the first one.
What's occurring?
You know Colin Murray?
I do know Colin Murray very well.
His show's on, it's good. It's on 10 p.m. every night.
Yeah.
And he has some famous guests on. And he does this thing called In the Company of.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really famous people. It was Tom Jones last night. Now, I don't know if you know this, but it's quite a little known fact that both Colin Murray and Tom Jones are really quite good at the ukulele.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they played a song on one. It was Tom's big tune, It's Not Unusual. My question to you is this. How long did it take for Tom to mess it up, to properly cock it up on the ukulele in seconds?
For Tom to mess it up?
Yeah.
I think Colin was playing the ukulele and
yes.
I think Tom was singing his own
yes,
song.
Yes, he was there.
Oh, God, I can't remember how long it was, though.
So how long did it take for Tom to mess it up? I would say 19 seconds.
Chappers is saying 19. How long before Tom crashes and burns, Becky?
I'm just trying to think. I think it's not unusual. There's a bit of an intro. I don't know. 25 seconds.
25 seconds? Mm. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's Colin Murray in the company of Tom Jones last night with Tom's big tune, It's Not Unusual, on the ukulele. Tom's singing a bit. But when's it start to go wrong for Tom?
I'm so nervous. Right, let's see if we can do this. Ready?
It's not unusual to be loved by anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. When I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say.
You did the wrong bit, man. You don't even know your own song.
What are you talking about?
It's two verses.
Only Colin.
I know.
Only Colin would then have a go at Tom Jones for messing it up.
So, 40 seconds till Tom messed it up. So, Becky wins.
Oh, what's occurring?
Next one.
I thought you played that very well, did Colin?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, well done.
Here's your next situation. Would you rather? It's a quick game of Would You Rather.
Oh, no.
Okay. Here's my question. Would you rather be Peter Stringfellow's thong on Johnny Vegas's Y-front? Would you rather?
I think...
And why?
What's this got to do with anything? I think I'd rather be Peter Stringfellow's thong.
Why?
Because it gets closer to attractive women.
How would you describe Peter Stringfellow? Because some people, I don't think, have ever heard of him.
As a kind of sleazy old man.
Bit of a Lothario?
Yeah.
Kind of leopard print, kind of...
Leopard print.
Tanga briefs.
Yeah. Ew. And who is, who has made an awful lot of money out of bars with dancing girls.
Mm. And how would you describe comedian Johnny Vegas?
A kind of lard ass.
Okay, good. Likes his beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's funny.
Right.
What? Do I get a point for that?
No. I was just asking what you thought first.
Right. But that's what I would... It's a bit of a tricky question, to be honest.
Here's my question to you, though.
Mm-hmm.
We asked 9 people on the streets of Great Britain.
9? Could you not find did you not find the 10th? Time run out.
10th didn't want to talk.
All right.
We asked 9 people, would you rather be Peter Stringfellow's thong or Johnny Vegas's wife front? What do you think? Out of those 9, how many said they prefer to be Peter Stringfellow's thong rather than Johnny's wife front?
Asking now, I'm going to say 6.
You're saying 6 out of 9? Becky?
3?
You're saying 3.
I'd prefer to be the other one.
Why?
Because I like that monkey that he does those adverts with. Get to hang out with him all day. I'm not saying that the monkey...
What are you saying?
I'm not saying it. I'm just saying...
The monkey doesn't live in his pants.
I know. Anyway.
Oh, let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Out of 9 people, how many said they prefer to be Peter's thong rather than Johnny's wife front?
If it was a matter of life and death, I'd choose death.
I love Johnny Vegas, so I pick him.
Yeah, okay, yeah, him too.
I've got to say Johnny Vegas' wife front because he's fit.
Stringfellow's thong. Just due to the fact that he probably sees a lot more action.
Johnny Vegas' wife front.
Oh, what?
He's just got the
Johnny Vegas' wife runs. Because Peter Stringfellow's a dirty old man.
Johnny Vegas' wife runs. Just because Peter Stringfellow is a big no-no.
The thong goes in quite deep, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But I'm against white fronts, so I think I prefer thong to white fronts.
So how many said they prefer to be Peter's thong rather than Johnny's wife fronts? 2 people, which means that Becky wins.
I love the way you say it with such certainty.
Becky wins.
Oh, what's occurring?
You didn't tell me you were going to ask women as well as men. That changes it, I think.
Sauce.
Why?
Well, because the men that were asked in there went with Peter Stringfellow because of the he gets closer to dancing girls, you see.
Next one.
Yeah.
You know Craig David?
Yeah.
He's off of Southampton. He's also off of, loads of things. He's off of Fill Me In. He's off of 7 Days. Took for a drink on Monday.
Yeah.
Doing it by Wednesday, wherever it was. He's off of Rise and Fall, featuring Sting.
Yeah.
And he's off of this one. Now, can you guess what we've done on Oh, What's Occurring with Craig David based on What's Your Flavour? Think about it.
Was it something to do with days of the week?
No.
I don't know.
Well, we did. We got Craig David to try out 5 different types of crisps.
Right.
And he had to identify what they were.
What their flavour was.
What their flavour was. When we told him this idea, he was really pleased. Now, will you play our little game with us?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. What's your
flavour? That old chestnut.
Obviously, he's never played any game like this before.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't sound that enthusiastic about it there, did he?
Here's my question. On our new game, What's Your Flavour, with Craig David. How many crisp flavours would he get right? How many out of 5? Becky?
4.
4. Chappers?
1.
1. Let's find out, shall we?
Oh! What's occurring?
Here's Craig David eating some crisps. Okay, Craig, here's crisp type number 1.
Okay.
Give it a good crunch.
Do you know that one? I would say that's... It's like curry, that one.
I'm going to give you that point. It's chicken madras. Let's go.
We'll see what this is all about. Yeah, not sure about. That's funny, that. I don't know what that has gone.
Chili and lemon. 3.
Okay, that's great.
Go on, Craig.
Okay. I don't know, but it tastes nice, though. I have a few more. I'll try it. That is prawn something. I don't know. Maybe not.
Oriental ribs. 4.
That is Roast chicken.
Lamb and mint. And number five.
Okay, let's see.
Well, they're quite thick ones.
You can't go wrong with prawns. That's prawn something, isn't it? Prawn. Ham and, skips.
Ham and pickle. So I gave him a point there, really. It was one.
It was one. You say, do you know why I thought it would be low? Mm. Because you're the kind of person that will have gone to a gastro pub to get your crisps.
See, I thought it would be like salt and vinegar
exactly.
and cheese and onion and
ribs. Not with him, no.
Oriental ribs.
Yeah. It's those packets of crisps that in pubs cost about £3 and are like crushed pepper and
Seabass salt.
Seaman salt, I was going to say.
I'm sorry?
Sailor salt is on.
You're making it worse.
No.
I'd also like to tell you.
You know what I mean? They have really posh. They have really posh flavours.
Why do they so expensive?
I'd also like to say that Craig David has a greatest hits album coming out middle of November. All the ones are on there. And he's also on tomorrow night at 9 o'clock on ITV2 on Jack Osborne's Adrenaline Junkie, doing extreme things in Mexico.
I've got so red.
Becky wins today's Oh What's Occurring.
Yay!
Let us know what you did on 81199.
Oh! Radio 1. Scott Mills.